We have a story now about a teacher who used to struggle to find ways for his students to like math. But Thomas Mayfield found a way, through music. And as NPR's Mia Estrada reports, now, Mayfield is helping other teachers engage with their students, too.
Mayfield is a 42-year-old elementary school teacher from Fort Worth, Texas. In 2010, he had a major problem to solve in his classroom.
Oh, you know, I'm not good at adding. I don't know how to regroup a bar, or I'm not good at subtracting, or I don't know my facts yet, and I'm a fifth grader, and they might say I don't know my multiplication facts.
Those are phrases he heard repeatedly from students. He took what they were saying to heart and knew it was important to try something new, especially because most of his students were also struggling outside of the classroom.
Single-parent homes, incarcerated parents, low financial stability, a lot of that was going on.
Mayfield teaches at Title I schools, where more than 40% of students are economically disadvantaged. He grew up going to these types of schools in Fort Worth, too. He wanted to reach students in a way that was familiar and inviting. That's when he got the idea to bring in rap music to the classroom.
It builds confidence. It helps to promote a less traumatic experience, and they feel like they're invited and welcomed into the classroom.
Now let's break this thing down. Let's start with the tenths. Like a dime to a dollar is one out of ten. Then we move to the hundreds, one part out of many, one out of 100, we call it a penny.
That's Mayfield and some of his previous students. They rap and make music videos about multiplication, decimal point places, and motivational songs like passing the big end of year exam called the Star Test. Learning math through music has been a successful strategy, and Mayfield says he saw results within a school semester.
State scores rose, student growth rose, productivity, it went up. Kids started caring more about coming to school, the attendance went up. Parents are really enthused about coming to different events when we normally didn't see them.
Mayfield's district recognizes he's been so good at engaging students, he's now coaching teachers at another Title I school in Fort Worth. Last year, he was even reaching students nationwide by creating jingles for teachers so they could engage students in Zoom class. Here's one he made for a Texas history teacher.
Let's go. Yo, wake up and log on. Start your day with the song. Miss Carter's in the house, is going down, no doubt. Yeah, seventh grade science, Texas history too. Adjust your screens to her point of view.
She's Paris Morehouse is one of Mayfield's former students. She's now in the 10th grade and loves old school rap. Before fourth grade, Morehouse didn't like math and struggled with it. But pairing the difficult subject with music was game-changing for her.
Because I can recall myself at home doing homework and just singing the song in my head, helping me understand, oh, I know what this timetable is. I know, oh, 5 times 5, that's 25. Like, it was really a great way to help me make it through math.
She's been featured in music videos by Mayfield and credits him for inspiring her to do better in school.
Might be a future politician, because see, we're on a mission. Academics to athletes, from heels to cleats.
It was a truly, truly amazing classroom and an amazing space to be in.
Mayfield says students will produce work if you reach them where they are and take notes on what they're interested in, whether that's music, shoes, or sports.
That's been one of my biggest accomplishments. A lot of teachers say, how Mayfield get 90% of these kids to pass? And half of them, you know, coming from broken homes and this and that. I say, hey, you know, you have to spend time getting to know us.
Let's go.
Okay, I'm in the fifth, no time to pray. I'm grinding each and every day so I can live another way.
Some of Mayfield's videos have thousands of views, and he's been featured on national television. Songs about Black History Month and Little Girl Magic have helped students build confidence that will carry them far beyond elementary school.
Those types of staples interject into the student's mind and psyche that they can do whatever they want to do, and they don't have to have, and I use this quote a lot, your dreams don't have to be from broken dreams. Your dreams are your dreams. So if dreams before you may have been broken, you wasn't going to be broken.
He preaches, hard work turns into heart work before you know it. The next thing on his list is an upcoming music video about students having goals. Mia Estrada, NPR News.